Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what's going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
A Prayer for God to Move in My Life by Tiffany Tibalt, read by Leah Martin. But you, O Lord, are a shield about me, my glory, and the lifter of my head. I cried aloud to the Lord, and he answered me from his holy hill. Psalm 3:3-4. Our society loves to label people. Those labels tell us who that person is while also indicating what that person believes and even how they'll act. God's not exempt from those labels. God's been labeled as love, distant, fearful, and generous, to name a few. These labels of God are all based on our understanding of him, our experience with him, and our perception of him based on who or what has influenced us. What's amazing about the Bible is that sometimes a verse will clearly tell us who God is and how he acts in our lives. We see these labels for God, and it absolutely influences our understanding of who God is. This verse does exactly that. It tells us 4 things that the Lord does in our lives. He is a shield about me. He is my glory. He's the lifter of my head. And he answers me. God is a shield about me. No matter what we're going through, the Lord is on his holy hill. He knows and sees our heart, our hopes, and our dreams. He sees those around us who intend harm, who are trying to destroy our hope, focus, and dreams. He protects us from the arrows, those hurtful words and actions of our enemy. Those arrows will not destroy us. We're surrounded by God's shield. He is my glory. The favor and applause of man is inconsistent and temporary. Placing our hope in man's approval is volatile and without any guarantees. Instead, we can hold our heads high, knowing that we belong to God. He's the one we can find our significance in. In him, we can find the acceptance, praise, and recognition that we need. He is the lifter of my head. God will move in every situation of our lives. God will move against our enemies. He will not let us drown in shame, discouragement, depression, or hopelessness. He'll be with us as we move away from the sadness and discouragement that our enemies cause us. He'll rescue us from all the traps that our enemies are trying to set. He lifts our head to a life of peace, joy, and hope. He will give us the victory. He hears my prayers. This verse leaves us with such an amazing promise in its last words. I cried aloud to the Lord, and He answered me. Our cries for help, our cries for deliverance, and every time we cry out to the Lord, He hears our prayers, every prayer. He doesn't turn a deaf ear to our cries for help, healing, provision, wisdom, or love. He hears every single prayer you offer. Not only does He hear, but He will answer each prayer in His perfect way and in His perfect timing. These things that God's doing in your life are absolutely amazing. The more you turn your eyes to Him, the more you'll begin to see Him protecting you and answering your prayers. Today, can you cry out to Him for all the things you're going through and wait and see how He'll answer your prayer? He can be trusted to be your shield, your glory, the lifter of your head, and to answer your prayers. Let's pray. Dear Lord, hear my cry. Protect me. Shield me from the arrows that my enemies send my way. Rescue me from this struggle I'm going through. Deliver me from this sadness over the things in my life that break my heart. Hear my prayer. Answer my prayer. Be the lifter of my head. May my life reflect your love, joy, and peace, that all those around me see how great you are. Amen.
God kept calling my heart. Like, I just knew He was my safe place.
I hope people don't walk away going, wow, you're really awesome. More than like, wow, Jesus is really interesting. And He's really awesome.
Everybody on this planet is dealing with some sort of what if.
How does that one courageous decision affect the whole world?
A ship in harbor is safe, but that's not what ships are built for.
If you were encouraged by what you just heard, please search Trevor Talks on your favorite podcast platform or lifeaudio.com.